95.5 KZY. It is interesting. We all have stuff, don't we? You know, it's kind of like, I don't know, you have to have your toothbrush has to face the east or something like that. So you're better on the left, are you?
Yeah, when we dance the Lindy Hop, I'm always on the left. It's easier to do swing outs from over here.
Ah, okay. So, yeah, there's something technical involved.
Right on.
I told you that Susie and Hondo are going to be here, and they are. The Langouts are here this morning talking about something special that's going to be happening a week from tomorrow, as a matter of fact. And I thought, this deserved a little extra attention. You've got a black tie event coming up.
We do.
And Susie, I think have you been in talking about something similar to this before? I don't remember it being at your studio though before. Was that
No, this is the first time it's been at the studio. We're actually revamping something from 25 years ago.
Okay.
And so the snowball originated when BSU
turned 75.
Okay.
They held a gala. And the price was $75 to celebrate the 75 years of BSU. And that was 1996.
Yeah. And so we did it multiple times, and then it just sort of faded away, and we thought, well, it's time to revamp this. And so our dance kids,
we mentioned it to our students, and they came alive and said, oh, we're doing that.
Yeah.
So they're bringing it back to life, our current group of BSU students.
Excellent. So. This is an aside, and I don't know if specifically this is a contributor to something like this, but it just seems, and I'm noticing it from my angle as well, you know, coaching over at the high school, that certain expenses are getting a lot higher.
Yes.
And so you need to raise more money for these kinds of things.
Right.
And for this is essentially a fundraiser for the BSU dance, correct?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Yeah. So tell us about that. What if somebody comes to the snowball? I think first of all we'll talk about about what it is and what's going to happen there, because people are going to pay, what, $100 tickets, I believe, for this?
They are. It's a dinner dance.
Okay.
And so we have hired Sam Miltich and friends. So we have the best band to play, and we've got a dinner going, and the kids are all excited. They get to serve everybody. They want to do like table placements, so everybody gets to sit where they want to, and they've all gone out and bought dresses and suits so that they have this black tie affair going on. And
the students will dance a couple of showcases, anybody who comes will see them perform.
Yeah. Okay.
So you can at least see what you're raising money for.
Right.
You know, these are the best kids. We just get the best kids. We've got our swing club, our ballroom club, and our dance team all with us with this. So.
Okay. All right. I was going to address, I was thinking about this a little bit earlier on, there might be certain types of, maybe certain types of music or whatever that would be, that would line up with the kind of things that you do. But you pretty much run a gamut, don't you?
We teach a variety. We teach ballroom dancing, swing dancing, country dancing, folk dancing, line dancing. So when we team up with someone like Sam Miltich, who's got a fantastic background in multiple genres, he can come to us and say, what do you want? And we can say, we'd like some foxtrots and some waltzes and some tangos and some cha-chas. And he'll say, oh, gotcha, got it covered. And a lot of his music is original, and he'll cover some things and do big band stuff, so we'll have a great variety of dance music. It's going to be really, really fun.
Is this for us to listen to, or is this for us to dance to?
Both.
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 Yep. Both.
Okay.
Some people will come and sit and enjoy the band, and others will join, and others will do both.
Our kids are super excited to go around and just visit with people.
Right.
They're just very outgoing kids, and so if people want to come and listen to the band and get a little bit of visitation, I guess, a little conversation with some of our kids, they love that.
You know, I think when I've talked to you before, I have acknowledged, and I own it, that dancing is not my specialty. And I know that you're very encouraging in that realm, saying that it doesn't mean that you can't do it.
I like the way he said that. He didn't say he couldn't. He said it's not my specialty.
That's a much better way of saying that.
Well, there are certain things I suppose I could do just by emulating, but I can only go so far with it. And usually people get hurt, and that's why I don't do it. If there's anybody else that's nearby, it's not good for them.
Well, when I first learned to dance, I was very young, and my grandma Helen taught me how to do the two-step. And around here, we do the two-step sideways. So when you're moving left to right, you can't step on each other.
Ah,
that's
okay.
Start you there, and you're off to the races.
I watch Gene Kelly, I'm very honest about this. I watch Gene Kelly and say, man, I wish I could do that.
Yeah.
And I know there was only one Gene Kelly, right?
Right.
Yeah. But I always, I envy that particular skill, and that's kind of what you guys are all about, right?
Yeah.
I mean, just giving that opportunity, giving that...
Right. We love to take someone who's never danced before and get them on the floor for the first time, and then you get to watch the little light bulb go off, and they go, aha, we got this, you know. There's a lot of confidence building with it, which is pretty fun.
Now, I remember the Leo Sayer song where there was suddenly that realization, I can dance.
I know that song.
Yeah.
And it's a good swing out song.
Ooh.
Is it? Oh, there you go. How do we get tickets for the snowball and what's it? It sounds like it's an hours long event, right?
I think Sam will play 3 hours.
Yeah,
okay.
There'll be a couple hours before where we socialize, have a bite to eat, and then the music will kick off.
It starts at 6 and it goes till 11.
Okay,
and it's at our studio, so we'll see. You know, it can go longer than that. We don't really care, but to get tickets, you just call the BSU Foundation.
Okay.
And they're taking care of all the ticket sales for us. There's a little forum online. There's a link that they have. You can just pop on your phone and sign up. So
more the merrier, or is there a limit to the number of tickets that are sold? I'm guessing you're not at the limit, or you wouldn't be here. But
we're not quite at the limit. I think we could get about 50 people in our studio comfortably.
Okay.
If we get to 60 or 70, we can still do it. So don't be shy. Call.
Yeah, it's going to be really fun. It's just going to be a great night. It'll be lively and fun and
very casual.
Yeah, lots of good energy.
The kids call it black tie creative. That was their specific term.
Oh really?
Black tie creative. So we'll have to look up.
So there may
Emily
be some
post.
Converse as well along with the black.
Right.
Sounds
good.
It's all good nowadays.
They told me it's got to be black tie creative because that's more our generation rather than yours.
Right. So. Well, it sounds fantastic. It's Snowball. It's to raise money for, again, BSU Dance, and it's at Susie and Hondo's studio next Saturday, the 27th.
Yes.
So jump on those tickets.
Thank
$100
you.
Each. Thanks very much for coming. I appreciate it.
Love
Thank
to
you
be
so
here.
Much.
I'm going to send
you
across the hall here in just a moment. 20 minutes after 8 at 95.5 KZY.